Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So one of the executive orders Trump has put forth, the idea that we're going to just stop collecting the payroll tax. And again, it's a bad idea, but I love the way that Mnuchin framed it that, well, you know, you get this temporary break, but if, you know, if Trump's not reelected, you might have to pay it back. In fact, you know, Trump said at his Bedminster golf course on Saturday, if I'm victorious on November 3rd, I plan to forgive these payroll taxes and make permanent cuts to the payroll tax. He says, I am going to make them all permanent, which honestly is, you know, the backdoor way of destroying Social Security and Medicare. That ultimately has been a right-wing fantasy for a very long time. And here to share some thoughts on that, I've asked Linda Benesch to come talk with us. She's communication director with the good folks at Social Security Works. Linda, thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So when you hear this, you hear, you know, you reelect me November 3rd and I'm going to cut them permanently. Where's your mind go?
Yeah, so this is extremely concerning to us. He says he's going to terminate the payroll tax. That means cut off all funding for Social Security. That's his goal if he's reelected. He's the first candidate in history to literally be running on a platform of vote for me and I'll destroy your Social Security.
Do you think people get that? Well, you know, when they hear the payroll tax, do you think they get that that's their Social Security? Do you think they understand it?
Well, I think that it's important to make them understand it. And we have been encouraged by what we're seeing from Democratic elected officials, from Joe Biden on down, like really have been saying when they go on TV in their statements, this is an existential threat to Social Security. Trump is going to destroy it. So Democrats have been doing actually pretty good on this. The media, not as much, right? A lot of these headlines are just saying Trump cuts taxes. They don't say Trump is coming for your Social Security. And they don't explain what the payroll tax actually is. It's an insurance contribution.
Right. But
it's an earned benefit.
Is he really cutting them or is he just deferring them? I mean, everything that I've read is, you know, come next year, we may have to pay all this back.
Yeah. So this is a catch-22 and neither outcome is good. So Trump, he doesn't actually have the power, he's not supposed to, over taxation. That's Congress's role. But what he's done is he's told the IRS to just stop collecting the tax. And so what that means is between now and January, employers won't be required to withhold. But then in January, they're going to have a big bill. And so what's likely that employers are just going to hang on to this money. They're not going to pass this on to employees. Workers won't see a dime. And then what Trump is trying to do is use this to put pressure on Congress to forgive the contributions rather than stick voters with a massive bill next year. But if they do that, then it's a big problem for Social Security.
Now this is kind of a weird reelection strategy if you think about it. And it really is playing, as I was thinking about it, it's really playing on his belief that we're really stupid, that we're going to go, oh, okay, I'm going to bite my nose off and spite of my face and vote for you so I don't have to pay these couple of bucks back in Social Security so I can have four more years of pain and misery.
Yeah, this is something, you know, it's hard to think that Trump actually thinks that this is good politics, but he's obsessed with it. He really has been for several years and even more so since the coronavirus. And I think it's because he's resentful for all those years that he's had to pay a dime towards worker Social Security. He just really hates this program. The people surrounding him hate the program. And they're putting their desire to destroy it even above their political goals.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, the Republicans have been wanting pretty much my entire lifetime wanting to destroy Social Security. And, you know, they finally have found a guy who's willing to really come out and say, yeah, we're going to do this. And we're going to do it for your benefit, which I gotta be honest, I'm still wondering if it'll fly with his supporters.
Yeah, it's important to see. And the thing is, even though Trump, like, shouldn't have the power to do this, he's already very authoritarian. He doesn't care about the separation of powers, what the president can and can't do, and what a potential second-term Trump who doesn't even have to face the voters could do is even scarier. Like, he's already just telling the IRS, I don't want you to collect Social Security contributions. So he could just tell them, well, I never want you to collect those contributions. And so by doing that, he's permanently defunding Social Security. That means that the trust fund would be just really quickly depleted because the truth is that most of Social Security benefits are funded from the contributions of current workers. So if you take those contributions away and it's just trust funds, the trust fund would last another maybe 2-3 years, and Social Security would be gone before the end of Trump's second term.
Wow. I mean, you stop me and think about it. You go, yeah, how come nobody else thought of this as a way of wanting to destroy Social Security? Has this always been a possibility that you could just tell the IRS, you know, stop collecting that and everything would tank? I mean, is this something that Bush could have done or even Reagan?
No, it's dubious whether this is constitutional, but Trump has already shown that he doesn't care, right? The Supreme Court seems to be pretty much captured by him. Certainly it would be if he got to appoint a couple of more justices. And so, you know, it's to show even the likes of Richard Nixon probably had more respect for our Constitution than Donald Trump does.
Yeah, so again, this is one of those moments where, you know, this administration, like none other, has benefited from, you know, packing the courts with insane, crazy, right-wing, you know, conservative justices who, you know, this has been on their hit list for years. So potentially, this is a really scary moment. So, you know, I know you guys do a lot of work in this field. What are you hearing from seniors? What are you hearing from people who might understand this stuff?
Yes, sir. We are hearing that people, you know, are very concerned. They're scared, as they should be. I mean, what we're telling everyone is that the biggest thing that you can do, I mean, it's cliche to say, but it really is to vote, to tell your friends to vote, even if they're people who normally don't, because there is, of course, this, it's really scary what's happening with the post office, the possibility that Trump could steal the election. But the thing is, the bigger that the margin of victory is, right, it's the harder it is for Trump to steal. It's much easier to steal a close election, and so it's incredibly important to vote this year. And we're really getting the word out, however we can, to seniors. We're planning to run billboard trucks. We've already run some in Maine. We're planning to run ads about this. And we just really, really want everyone to know how important that this is.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the executive orders that he signed, and again, this is a guy who ran on how much he hated Obama using the executive order. And, you know, you look at each one of them individually and you go, you know, how exactly is, you know, the guy who doesn't control the purse strings, how exactly is he going to do these things? You know, like the unemployment benefit extension, that is really curious to me in that, you know, he's going to give $400 a week on top of the state's unemployment and then mandate that the states pick up a quarter of it. And unless they're nice to him and he waives it, which is just bizarre and weird, but very authoritarian and Trumpian.
No, it's really scary, and even the fact he's trying to rate FEMA for this now, and right before what's supposed to be a very bad hurricane season, he doesn't care about the future. He doesn't care about any of our lives.
So I guess then the last line of questioning I've got then is, you know, isn't this, you know, highlighting how dysfunctional our political system is, since Congress couldn't come up with a deal, or Mitch McConnell wouldn't allow a deal to happen? You know, isn't this one of those moments where, you know, we as voters have to take some responsibility for as divided as our government is?
Well, certainly the whole Republican Party should take responsibility for this. It's important to note McConnell has endorsed all these executive orders. He thinks that they're great. He's the one who failed to come to a deal to result in this outcome. But whether we bear responsibility as voters, I think maybe some voters do kind of intentionally vote for a divided government, right? Like, oh, like, this person will be a check on the president. And certainly I'm glad that Democrats control the House of Congress to be a check on Trump. But in general, and especially, you know, for Joe Biden, if he wins, it is important for a functioning government, with how polarized that we are these days, to have a Congress and a president in the White House that can actually work together. And yeah, that just doesn't seem possible anymore when they're controlled by different parties.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. But, you know, Social Security was always one of those things that I thought, as a country, we were fairly unified on. The idea that, you know, we have some bit of insurance against poverty in our old age, so that, you know, we don't have to decide between, you know, health care and cat food and you know, all the analogies. I thought that was one of those things that we kind of agreed on. So I guess it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think on the voter level, we have the polling. Democrats, Republicans, Independents don't want Social Security cuts. And we have already seen Trump sliding in the polls with older voters. And we're expecting that this is certainly not going to help him with that. So I think that that's right. But there's always been that tiny group of billionaires. Eisenhower called them a small splinter group. who really had it in for Social Security, and now one of them is sitting in the Oval Office.
Yeah, it's crazy. So last thing, what do you want people to do? What's the marching order on this? I know, call your representative, yell really loudly if you have to. What are you telling folks to do?
Yeah, so go to our website at socialsecurity.works.org for updates. Sign up for email updates, but also vote. Tell your friends to vote, and don't give in to cynicism. Trump is really trying to convince people, like, oh, I'm going to steal it anyway, so it doesn't matter. But what I said before, that we need a big margin of victory because it is much easier to steal a close election. I just really want to drum that home. Like, even if you have friends who never vote because they don't think it matters, you tell them this time it matters. You have to vote.
There you go, Linda. I appreciate the time and the thoughts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Linda Benesch, Communication Director there at Social Security Works. Again, the website, socialsecurityworks.org. We'll get links out on social media. You can check out the work that they do. But, you know, she's spot on right. I mean, this isn't even a backdoor way of killing Social Security. This is right through the front door. This is kicking the front door off the hinges. And, you know, like she said, very short period of time. Once the funding dries up, once the money dries up, right now, people collecting Social Security today could possibly lose benefits if this were to be allowed to happen. It's that bad of an idea. Love to hear your thoughts. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.